About the whistleblower? I just have to talk about the UAP whistleblower today, I can't help myself. First of all, many either forget or don't know this was not the first time military men and government contractors have testified to the United States having UAPs and back-engineering them. Look at all the times Bob Lazar, an engineer from Area 51, testified to this. Then there were people on the UFO retrieval team who also testified. Government contractors have testified to seeing aliens working with us on projects on secret underground bases, so this is nothing new. What is new is the fact this guy went before Congress. Another thing which is amazing is the fact it was carried by some of the news outlets. In the past, none of these stories were published. This was a switch because in the early 1950s all the nation's news outlets were covering what became known as the UFO flap. That was when UAPs appeared over the White House and Capitol off and on for a couple of weeks. After that event something happened and it was like a switch was thrown. There was no more UFO stories in the regular news media. The whistleblower was David Charles Grush and he was a former intelligence officer with a spotless reputation. He worked for the National Reconnaissance Office known as the NRO. He also served as the representative to the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. He certainly had the credentials. He is a young man and his testimony was basically we have parts of crashed UAPs right up to entire craft and we are working to re-engineer them and they are not from this planet. There are a lot of others who were in positions to know what is going on and many of them have either testified to the same facts under oath or off the record. I have to ask the question, does anyone think it is a coincidence all the UAP stuff has been coming out lately? I had heard rumors a few years ago which were there were definitely higher ups in the US Navy who wanted the public to know what was going on but they were being overruled. There are plenty of others in the other services who feel the same way, but are not in a position to make that determination. Here is the unusual part of this. In a report it was said Grush, before testifying, provided the Defense Office of Pre-Publication and Security Review at the Department of Defense with the information he was going to present and it was all cleared. They had said it was cleared for open publication. That never would have happened even a couple of years ago. It is almost as if we are having a silent revolution by some people in the government, or is it part of some plan we are not privy to? There was a rumor years ago which talked about a secret plan to make us believe we were being invaded by extraterrestrials. I don't know why this would happen, but it certainly would stop all the other headlines, wouldn't it? It could be held on the back burner and if something comes out which might be ruinous for the government it could be dropped on us. As I said, it was only a rumor. It takes guts for someone to come forward the way this whistleblower did, especially some so young who has the rest of his life in front of him. So why did he do it? Some people in positions where they get to see all this proof of aliens have gotten frustrated by those above them who will not move on the subject. Take Luis Elizondo for example. He was a former U.S. Army counterintelligence special agent and former head of the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program and quit. He had said he was frustrated with his bosses who wouldn't listen to him about UAP information he had found out about and prevented him from going higher up with this UAP evidence. I have to imagine many of those involved with government programs and agencies feel the same way when it comes to UAPs. But most of them cannot afford to lose their jobs, because they have families to support. There have been times when some of them have let different things slip past to the public. Take the photos taken by the rovers on Mars for example. Sometimes, if one magnifies the views, they can find things in the photos which point to a prior civilization. I myself have found objects which are pieces of buildings and even what look like statues. Anyone with patience can do this. Someone had to let the video of the Navy fleet being flown over by UAPs out, or we would never have gotten to see it, and I believe this made the higher-ups in the Navy angry. I say this because after the event a statement came out saying the rest of the Navy videos were classified secret. It certainly looks like some of the frustrated employees are taking a few more chances and things in different places are getting out more lately. I personally think it might take a few more years for total admission of what is really going on. I don't know if I will still be around by then, but I hope the human race finally is given all the facts about UAPs. The interesting part of all this is it is not just the United States recovering UAPs, it is many other countries. One has to ask again, how can so many UAPs crash? It has been said we are not able to shoot them down even when we try. This has led me to say many times, it seems some alien races are in a cold war with others coming here and sometimes shooting breaks out. This might mean it might not be a good thing to get connected with the wrong race, one that is more warlike. We have enough problems this way already. I have to congratulate this brave whistleblower. He must know this disclosure will not do him any good with the government, even though he was allowed to testify to what he did. No matter what the motive is, this will not be forgotten. This could, however, open a few doors to him in other non-government areas. It will be interesting to see if we get more whistleblowers of this caliber to come out of the woodwork with more admissions.